Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Cost Trump, China, and American Revival is a 2020 nonfiction political and economic book by Maria Bartiromo and James Freeman. Written in an accessible, commentary-driven style, it examines Donald Trump's presidency through the lens of economic policy, trade, deregulation, taxation, and the broader effort to restore American industrial and job growth. The book argues that Trump's agenda was built around reviving U.S. competitiveness by lowering business barriers, encouraging domestic investment, and challenging assumptions that had weakened American manufacturing and labor markets. It also places those domestic themes in an international context, especially the relationship between the United States and China, which the authors treat as central to understanding the costs of globalization, supply chain dependence, and the economic shock of the coronavirus era. Rather than functioning as a campaign-style memoir, the book presents a politically aligned but policy-focused account of recent U.S. economic history and its contested legacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump-era economic policy as the book's core framework. A central theme of the book is that Donald Trump's presidency should be evaluated primarily through economic outcomes rather than through media conflict or personality politics. Bartiromo and Freeman present deregulation, tax cuts, and business-friendly policy as the main tools of an American revival strategy. Their emphasis is not merely that these policies were popular with markets, but that they were intended to alter incentives for hiring, investment, and domestic expansion. The book frames the early Trump years as a period in which companies were encouraged to locate and spend in the United States again. This is important because it organizes the entire narrative around policy mechanics, lower barriers, greater capital formation, and stronger employment conditions. The authors appear interested in showing how a presidency can be judged by its economic architecture, especially when the public debate is dominated by scandals, investigations, and media polarization. That makes the book less a general political biography and more an argument about how executive economic priorities shape national performance. Secondly, deregulation and tax reform as tools for restoring investment. The book gives substantial attention to the practical effects of deregulation and corporate tax relief. Its argument is that red tape and high business taxes had discouraged investment. While the Trump administration reversed that pattern by making the United States more attractive to firms. This is one of the book's most concrete policy claims because it connects federal decisions to observable business behavior, including corporate spending and job openings. The authors treat investment as the bridge between policy and labor market results. If firms keep more capital and face fewer compliance burdens, they are more likely to expand payrolls and production. In that sense, the book is not just praising tax cuts in abstraction. It is showing how tax and regulatory choices can influence where companies build, hire, and compete. The discussion also reflects a broader conservative economic view that growth is driven not only by demand, but by the conditions under which private enterprise is willing to take risk. Readers interested in policy design will find this one of the book's clearest lines of reasoning. Thirdly, China as the strategic and economic counterweight to American revival. Another major topic is the rise of China as a geopolitical and economic challenge. The book links American revival not only to domestic policy, but also to the need to confront what the authors view as the consequences of dependence on China. This is where the title becomes especially meaningful. The cost is not just political conflict, but the economic and human price of ignoring a rival system that can disrupt U.S. prosperity. The narrative, as reflected in the available descriptions, ties China to trade tensions, manufacturing vulnerability, and the broader question of national resilience. By placing China beside the Trump recovery agenda, the authors suggest that economic nationalism and strategic skepticism about global supply chains are necessary components of renewal. The book therefore uses China as more than a foreign policy topic. It becomes a test case for whether the United States can protect its industrial base, reduce exposure to adversarial powers, and reassert leverage in global commerce. That makes the analysis relevant to readers concerned with trade policy, national security, and economic sovereignty. Fourthly, the coronavirus shock as a stress test for the prosperity agenda. The pandemic is presented as the decisive disruption in the book's broader economic argument. The authors treat the coronavirus shutdowns as a severe test of whether the Trump administration's pre-pandemic gains could be sustained under crisis conditions. This matters because the book is not simply celebratory. It acknowledges that the economic revival story was interrupted by an event that exposed weaknesses in global supply chains, labor markets, and health policy. The pandemic also heightens the book's urgency by linking public health to economic survival. In the author's framing, reopening the economy was not just a matter of short-term recovery, but a measure of whether American leadership could stabilize both wealth creation and national confidence. This topic gives the book its historical breakpoint before the pandemic, it presents a case for strong employment and investment. After the outbreak, it asks whether those gains can survive a global shock. That structure allows the book to connect economic policy with crisis management, making the pandemic central to its interpretation of Trump's legacy. Lastly, a populist conservative reading of media, power, and economic judgment, the book is also notable for how it positions itself against elite media narratives. Rather than treating the Trump presidency as a failure defined by scandal, it argues that the administration was often misread because observers focused on conflict instead of performance. This framing gives the book a distinctly populist conservative character. It tries to recover a different standard of judgment, one based on jobs, investment, and national competitiveness. Maria Bartiromo's identity as a business journalist shapes that approach, since the book uses a market-oriented vocabulary without becoming technical or academic. It is written to be accessible to general readers while still appealing to audiences that follow politics, economics, and financial news. The result is a hybrid of commentary and policy interpretation, with a clear point of view, but an emphasis on documentation and broad public relevance. This approach is significant because it makes the book part of a wider genre of post-2016 conservative analysis that seeks to explain Trump not as an anomaly, but as a corrective to establishment assumptions about government, trade, and American decline. In conclusion, The Cost Trump, China, and American Revival will appeal most to readers who want a politically engaged but policy-centered account of the Trump years. It is especially useful for people interested in U.S. economic policy, trade relations with China, deregulation, tax strategy, and the relationship between media narratives and presidential evaluation. The book offers practical value by connecting high-level political decisions to business incentives, investment behavior, job creation, and economic resilience. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not treat the Trump presidency as only a cultural or partisan event. Instead, it tries to judge it through the narrower lens of economic performance and strategic competition. Compared with many books on Trump, this one is less focused on scandal or personal drama and more focused on the policy logic behind his agenda. That makes it distinctive within the crowded political commentary category. Readers looking for a clearly argued conservative interpretation of recent American economic history will find it more relevant than a standard campaign book, and more grounded in economics than a purely ideological polemic. If you would like to support Maria Bartiromo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.